Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Left guard Wade Smith will not be at practice anytime soon, and head coach Gary Kubiak explained why Tuesday morning at the Houston Methodist Training Center.
We made a decision last night to have Wade's knee scoped today. Okay, so we took an aggressive approach to clean it up. He's already done. Everything went good. So now we start the process of coming back, you know, and it's going to be a day-to-day deal right now, but he's got some work to do to get back.
Do you have a timeline?
No, I really don't right now, Mark. I think we're probably, it's going to probably take about, a good week to see where we're at. But obviously, we thought it was the best approach to take to get him back the quickest.
Meanwhile, safety Ed Reed is out of town, and he's out of town for a very good reason.
Ed Reed, what we're doing is, Ed, we've got him working with this a certain guy that's been working with his rehab that's done it before, and we sent him to spend a couple days with him. We're going to do that this week and do it early next week so that we're proceeding in the right direction in all phases of his rehab.
Is this someone not affiliated with the Texans, a different person?
Yeah, it's somebody he's worked with before when he went through the process. But obviously, we're working with the guy, too, so it's been all part of the same process.
Meanwhile, linebacker Brian Cushing back at practice today after missing some time with an illness, and that's a good thing for this defense.
It's good having back to work. It was just pretty full go with what we're doing except for our quarterback this morning. But anytime Cush is on the field, the intensity picks up, and we got to start to get him ready to go. So good work.
Cushing's new teammate Joe Mays talked a little bit about number 56 off the field.
You would think that, guys, they come out here on the field, they bring that certain intensity. But, even off the field, he's intense. Whether he's playing or joking around, he just still got that, that fire in his eye. So, he's a different cat, but at the same time, I like it. You like going to war with guys like that. And, I just try to bring whatever I can to the team. And, hopefully we'll be able to mesh well.
And J.J. Watt held court with the media on Tuesday morning, talked a little bit about Earl Mitchell and his effectiveness.
I don't know if he can play much better in the 7 or 8 plays than Earl did there. And that's just a glimpse. I mean, everybody's wondering how Earl's going to fit in as a starter. Earl's been playing for a while, and he's gotten a lot of snaps. And that is no shock to us. Earl's a good football player, and it was nice for everybody else to get to see what we know.
Watt also shared his thoughts on the quarterbacks behind Matt Schaub.
I mean, you always want your number one quarterback. He's taking care of some business, so no issues there. I mean, TJ and Case are very good quarterbacks, so just practice the way we can.